We'll start with English. Okay. First one. Before the Passover celebration, Jesus knew that his hour had come to leave this world and return to his Father. He had loved his disciples during his ministry on earth, and now he loved them to the very end. First two. To betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had given him authority over everything, and that he had come from God and would return to God. He got up from the table, took off his robe, wrapped a towel around his waist, and poured water into a basin. Then he began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel he had around him. When Jesus came to Simon Peter, Peter said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You don't understand now what I'm doing, but someday you will." Jesus replied, "Unless I wash you, you won't belong to me." Simon Peter exclaimed, "Then wash my hands and head as well, Lord, not just my feet." Jesus replied, "A person who has bathed on my robe does not need to wash, except for the feet, to be entirely clean. And your disciples are clean, but not all of you." For Jesus knew who would betray him. That is what he meant when he said, "Not all of you are clean." After washing their feet, he put on his robe again and sat down and asked, "Do you understand what I was doing? You call me teacher and Lord, and you're right, because that's what I am. Jesus, I wash your feet. You ought to wash each other's feet. I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you. I tell you the truth, slaves are not greater than their master, nor is the messenger more important than the one who sends the message. Now that you know these things, God will bless you for doing them. So now I am giving you a new testament. Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other." Let's all say verse 35. "You love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples."
John 13:1-17. 耶稣知道自己离开这世界回到父那里去的时候到了，他既然爱世上属于自己的人，就爱他们到底。耶稣知道父已经把万有交在他手中，并且知道自己从神而来，又要回到神那里去。然后他倒了一盆水，洗门徒的脚，并且用束腰的手巾擦干。耶稣回答：我所作的，你现在不知道，以后就会明白。西门彼得说：主啊，那就不单洗我的脚，连我的手和头都洗吧。原来耶稣知道谁要出卖他，所以要他说：你们不是人人都是洁净的。你们称呼我老师、主，你们说得对，我本来就是。我作了你们的榜样，是要你们也照着我所作的去行。 你们既然知道这些事，如果去实行，就有福了。35节一起读。如果你们彼此相爱，众人就会认出你们是我的门徒了。
And his dear wife Grace need no introduction. We have known them as our brothers and sisters. We have known them as dear, dear friend. And above all else, we have known them as our partners in the gospel. And they have been ministering in Taiwan all their life. And I would encourage everyone to take hold of today's opportunity, fellowship with them at lunch, because they're going back to Taiwan on Tuesday. So we are so glad that Reverend Heard and Grace are with us this summer and bringing the Lord's word to us. 我们很感谢神何瑞德牧师和师母今天在我们中间。其实何牧师和师母不用介绍，我们相识好几十年，老朋友、老兄弟、老姊妹。不过最重要的，我们是在福音里面的是同伴、同果伴，因为他们在台湾宣教，一生在台湾宣教。我鼓励大家今天好好抓紧住这个机会，吃午餐的时候跟他们交通，因为礼拜二他们要回台湾了。所以我们今天很感谢神，我们一定要个人存着等候接受神的话的心来接受何牧师的讲道。
Thank you. Well, good morning. Is my voice okay with you?
弟兄姊妹早晨。
You can hear okay?
听得清清楚。
I've known Pastor Tam since before he was married.
谭牧师结婚之前已经是认识何牧师了。
And he's always been such an encouraging friend to me all these years.
咁喺咁多年嚟对何牧师都系有好大嘅鼓励。
And Linda, we've known for as long, well, before you were married, I think. Yep.
师母都是啦，都是结婚，他们结婚之前已经认识的了，和 Linda。
And her faithful walk with God, her love for God, and devotion to God, and prayers to God has been a great encouragement to us over all these years.
谭牧师师母他们的对神的委身，他们的对神的信靠，对神的祷告，是对何牧师宣教士他们一家很大的鼓励。
If I told you it was over 30 years, then you would think when I first met Linda, she must have been 2 years old.
如果我告诉你知道认识了她三十几年的话，那么即大家可能估计 Linda 大概两岁或者小孩子的时候。
But isn't it wonderful to know the Lord over a lifetime?
能够有一生的认识是真的非常之好的事。
Our lives get transformed.
我们可以看到生命的改变。
Do you remember what Jesus called James and John when they first started to follow them? He gave them nicknames.
你记不记得耶稣呼召约翰和雅各的时候，耶稣其实是用花名叫他们。
What nicknames did he give those two?
给了他们什么花名呢？
Sons of Thunder.
雷霆之子。
I wonder why he called them that.
咁啊，其实大家都好奇怪，点解耶稣会咁样叫佢哋两个
？Do you think it might be related to their tendency to get angry?
可能系咪佢哋即系都好容易动怒咧
？And to strongly express their opinion?
佢哋都有好自己强烈嘅意见。
But later on, when John wrote this gospel, he described himself in a different way.
但当约翰写到佢约翰福音嘅时候，佢系用一个唔同嘅写法去写佢自己。
Do you remember how he described himself in the Gospel of John?
喺约翰福音里边，佢点样形容佢自己
？The disciple who what?
Jesus
loved.
神耶稣所喜爱的那个门徒。
He went from a son of thunder to a follower of love.
佢从一个雷霆之子。变成一个跟随爱的一个门徒。
And the passage we're going to look at today, written by John with, of course, Jesus, is one of the most beautiful passages of love that I know of.
今天我们所读的经文在耶稣的讲道里面是一个非常之好关于爱的一段的讲话。
So the title is The Enduring Love of Jesus.
耶稣不止息的爱。
But I'll give you a little outline to let you know where we're going.
那大家给一个很简单的总纲给大家告诉你是怎样。
The first point is going to be the extent of Jesus' love.
第一个是讲到他的爱是去到一个什么程度。
And that's from verses 1 to 11.
是1到11节。
And then from 12 to 17, it'll be the example of Jesus' love.
第十二節到第十七節，我哋係睇耶穌佢愛嘅例子。
And finally, verses 34 and 35, the extent of Jesus' love.
最後兩節，我哋係睇到佢愛佢延伸出嚟嘅。
So the extent of Jesus' love. Let's read this verse again in English, shall we?
我哋再讀一次啊。
Before the Passover celebration, Jesus knew that his hour had come.To leave this world. During his ministry on earth, and now he showed them, he loved them to the very end, or he showed them the full extent of his love. Jesus' love endures.
耶稣的爱是永不止息，是无所边，是无边界的。
But it's not a little love, it's a lot of love.
不是很少，是很多。
He knew that his hour had come.
他知道他时候到了。
Jesus knew that he was going to die.
他知道自己将要受死。
Jesus knew how he was going to die.
他知道他怎样受死。
But he also knew where he was going.
他都知道自己会去哪里。
He was going home.
他是回家。
Back to his father.
回到天父那里。
And so on his last day of earth, on earth, he wanted to spend it with these friends.
所以当他在世上最后的时刻最后的一天他情愿花时间跟他的朋友一起
he loved them from the very beginning
他对他们的爱是从开始已经有了
he loved them when they made mistakes
他爱他们甚至他们犯错的时候他仍然爱他们
he loved them when he had to rebuke them
他当他斥责他们的时候他仍然爱他们
he loved them when he had to remind things to them
他当他去提点提醒他们的时候他仍然爱他们
And he even loved the one who would deny him. He even loved the one who was going to betray him. Because he knew all these things. And now on his final night on earth, he wanted to show them, not just say it, but show them how much he really loved them.
So when he was on the last day of the earth,他不是再用口讲，他是用行动表示出来。
The full extent of his love.
耶稣他爱他的无限。
It was time for supper, and the devil had already prompted Judas, or the devil already intended for Judas, son of Simon, to betray Jesus.
第二节这样讲到，是晚饭时候，魔鬼已经将卖耶稣意思放在西门儿子加略人犹大心里面。
I like it in the Chinese where it said that the Satan had already put the thought in Judas's mind to betray Jesus.
咁喺中文圣经里边，我哋见到咧，魔鬼已经将嗰个出卖意念系摆咗喺犹大嘅心里边。
Our minds are very important, aren't they?
我哋嘅心思意念系一个好重要嘅战场。
The thoughts we think can strongly influence us.
当我哋所谂嘅嘢，其实会影响到我哋同埋我哋周围嘅人。
Did you know that Satan can put thoughts in our minds?
你知道撒旦可以将一啲心思意念放喺我哋心里边吗
？And he can prompt us.
可以系推使我哋。
And he can intend for us to do things on his behalf.
甚至系要我哋代佢做嘢。
And so we must guard our minds with all that we have.
所以我哋一定要保守我哋嘅心思意念。
But Judas didn't do that.
但系犹大并冇咁样做。
And he was going to betray Jesus.
佢要出卖耶稣。
If you were at that Last Supper and you were with Judas and Peter and John and the others, what would be going through your minds?
當你諗下，如果你係有幸同啲門徒一同去耶穌呢個最後晚餐，同呢啲門徒約彼得、約猶大、約翰、雅各佢哋一同進餐嘅時候，你會諗啲咩咧
？This was the Passover feast。
呢個係一個逾節嘅晚餐。
Maybe they were excited about the good food they were going to eat。
可能佢哋好高興，我能夠享受美好嘅食物。
But Jesus had something else in his mind。
但耶穌在心裡面有另外一些打算。
Jesus knew that the Father had given him authority over everything, and that he had come from God and would return to God.
耶穌知道父已經將萬有交在他手裡，並且知道自己是從神那裡來，要歸到去神那裡。
He was fully in control of his life.
耶穌其實是一直都掌握著自己的生命。
He didn't have to go to the cross.
他其實不需要上十字架啫。
He had authority over all things.
他是萬有，他是掌管住萬有。
But he knew his purpose in life.
但他知道他生命的目的是什麼。
And again, he knew where he was going.
他知道他自己要去哪裡。
My wife and I, well, maybe I won't say her, but me, I'm in my 60s.
我就不說了，那我就自己已經是
That was close, wasn't it? Not telling you her age, I'll get in big trouble.
年齡是女人的秘密。
Not really, but I don't want to tell your age. Anyway, you know what I mean. So I'm beginning to think a little bit more of what's the future.
所以當我已經六十歲的時候，我開始要多啲諗我將來會係點樣。
Jesus had this incredible hope and joy set before him.
耶稣是已经是有一个很大的盼望，和一个很大的喜乐，是即是已经摆在面前。
In Hebrews 12 it says, because of the joy that was set before him, he could endure the cross.
在希伯来书里面讲到，因为他见得到已经有的喜乐和盼望，所以他能够忍受十架的痛苦。
So especially for us who are a little bit older, like Wing over there, I mean, I'm not telling you his age, but I'm just saying,that we need to have this joy set before us.
咁所以對於我哋一班即係已經上咗年紀嘅人，其實我哋係更加需要將來我哋所盼望嘅喜樂。
Just like Jesus did.
就好似耶穌咁樣。
So he got up from the table, took off his robe, wrapped a towel around his waist, poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel.
所以就起身嚟直脱去外衣，攞一條毛巾束腰。
This is verse 4 and 5.
然后倒一盆水洗门徒的脚，并且用束腰的毛巾擦干。
Why weren't they already washed?
乜佢哋唔系已经洗咗脚嘅咩？
You know, in China, when you go into someone's home, you take off your shoes, right?
大家都知道，即系去中国人屋企，你系即系入门口之前除鞋啦。
And the host or hostess will give you usually some slippers to put on, right?
咁啊，作主人家嘅可能会俾你哋一啲客人用嘅拖鞋。
Well, in those days they wore sandals.
咁当时耶稣时代系冇呢啲嘢，佢哋只系着一啲系即系拖鞋或者草鞋呢啲咁样嘅。
The roads were very dusty and dirty.
咁啊，巴勒斯坦地方好多都系沙尘滚滚。
And when they came into the house, of course, they would take off their sandals.
咁入到屋嘅时候，当然就系即系将佢哋鞋除咗落嚟。
But their feet would be as dirty as their sandals were.
咁其实脚都唔系干净得几多啊。
And so the slave or servant in the house would wash their feet.
所以主人嗰个主人家佢哋屋企嘅奴仆咧就会系负责洗客人嘅脚。
But I found out that if you had a Jewish slave,That job was too low for a Jewish slave. They wouldn't have to wash feet.
如果係猶太人嘅奴隸，佢哋都唔需要做依樣，因為依個係真係非常之卑賤，到猶太人嘅奴隸都唔。
It was the foreign slave, the lowest, who had to wash the feet.
係一啲外邦人嘅奴隸，係一啲外來嘅奴隸先至會做呢啲嘢。
So why weren't his feet washed? Their feet washed yet?
所以嚟呢個逾節，佢哋唔係應該洗咗腳嘅咩
？They came into the house, sat down at the table, ready to eat.
佢哋所以已經嚟到入咗間屋，坐埋直準備食啦。
Nobody washed their feet.
冇人洗佢哋腳。
So Jesus got up, very deliberately, took off his robe.
所以耶穌就起身嚟直。 將佢外衣除低。
Wrapped a towel around him.
攞一條毛巾束腰。
Do you think the disciples were starting to get an idea?
咁所以啲門徒就會即係會唔會有個即係諗到究竟會發生咩事
？Poured the water in a basin.
倒水落個盆嗰度。
And began to wash their feet.
開始洗門徒嘅腳。
And then dry them very carefully.
跟住仲抹乾添。
How is it that the Lord and Master washed their feet?
有冇可能一個老師佢哋主人？
Have you ever had someone wash your feet before?
你有冇有人幫你洗過腳咧？
I don't mean when you were a little baby.
即係唔係講緊 BB 仔嘅時候。
But as an adult,
係一個成人。
Sometimes in Taiwan, on a special occasion, we'll wash each other's feet.
咁喺台灣嘅時候，我宣教嘅時候，有一啲特別嘅日子，可能會彼此洗腳。
Like for example, on Mother's Day, the children will wash their mother's feet.
或者好似母親節咁樣，啲細路仔會去洗媽媽嘅腳。
So I've been involved with this quite a few times.
咁我都自己做過幾次。
But it's never that easy for me.
但係對我嚟講唔係咁容易嘅事。
But that's what Jesus did.
但係呢個就係耶穌所做嘅。
He came to Peter. He said, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus said, "You don't understand now, but you will someday." Peter said, "What? Never will you wash my feet."
所以当轮到西门彼得时候，彼得就同耶稣咁讲啦：主啊，你要洗我脚吗？耶稣就答佢：我所作的，你现在不知道，以后就明白。彼得说：唔得，你千祈唔可以洗我只脚。
Don't you love Peter?
你讲得彼得真系一个非常之可爱嘅人。
He really speaks his mind.
佢真系。
And usually it's very black and white.
同係好多時係黑白分明啊。
You wash my feet, never ever.
你千祈唔好洗我只腳。
Jesus said, "Unless I wash you, you won't belong to me." Peter said, "Then wash my hands and feet and head and everything."
咁耶穌就話，耶穌話，如果我唔洗你只腳，你同我就冇關係啦。彼得就話。咁啊，你倒不如連我嘅腳、連我手同頭都洗埋啦。
Wholehearted Peter，
一個全心全意嘅彼得。
If you have to wash my feet that I might belong with you, I want all of myself to belong with to you。
哦，原來耶穌你洗我腳就同我有關係，咁我成身俾你洗好冇
？Jesus said, "A person who has bathed all over does not need to wash except for the feet to be entirely clean."And you disciples are clean, but not all of you. For Jesus knew who would betray him. That is what he meant when he said, "Not all of you are clean."
所以耶穌就話：洗過澡嘅人全身都潔淨，只要洗腳就可以了。你們本是潔淨的，但不都是人人這樣。原來耶穌係知道邊個要出賣佢，所以佢話：你哋唔係個個都乾淨。
So actually, he's using this washing their feet as an analogy to some other meaning.
所以咧，耶穌係用呢個洗腳去類比其他一啲嘅事。
To belong to Jesus, we have to be cleaned.
就係如果你屬於耶穌嘅話咧，你一定需要潔淨。
We have to be forgiven.
我哋一定需要係被罪得赦免。
And when we ask the Lord to forgive our sins, He cleanses us from all unrighteousness.
所以當我哋懇求神嘅寬恕嘅時候，佢就會洗淨我哋嘅罪。
They already believed in Jesus.
佢哋本身已經係信耶穌。
So it's like they've already taken a bath.
佢哋好似即係已經洗乾淨咗。
But living in the world, we don't always walk and live with Jesus and stay clean, do we?
但係我哋係活在世上嘅時候，我哋係需要知道點樣係保持我哋自己潔淨。
We get involved in things that are not so clean.
我哋身邊好多事都係令到我哋可能會唔乾淨嘅。
So every day we need to come back to Jesus and say, "Lord, forgive me today for what I said or did or thought. It wasn't like you. Please cleanse me again."
所以當我哋喺呢個世上寄居嘅時候，我哋好多時會犯罪、會犯錯。我哋每日都需要回到主耶穌身邊，懇求佢寬恕。
Did Jesus cleanse Peter's feet?
咁耶穌係咪洗淨咗彼得嘅腳咧
？Yeah, Peter let him do it. And did Peter wash Judas's feet?
咁係咪洗咗？當然洗咗彼得嘅腳啦。咁耶穌係咪亦都洗咗猶大嘅腳咧
？What did I say wrong?
You said Peter.
Oh. Jesus did, didn't he?
當然大家都知道，即係其實耶穌當時都有使猶大出賣佢嗰日。
But didn't Jesus know that Judas was going to betray him?
當然耶穌亦都就知道猶大會出賣佢 ，right?
He knew he would betray him.
經文都講咗話，知道邊個會出賣佢啊嘛。
Why would he wash his feet?
點解洗佢嘅腳？
This is the full extent of Jesus' love.
你哋就可以見到主耶穌嘅個愛係點樣嘅一回事。
He washed Peter's feet. He knew Peter would deny him. He still loved him.
佢洗彼得嘅腳，知道彼得會出賣佢，佢洗佢只腳。
He washed Judas's feet. He knew he would betray him. He still loved him.
佢洗猶大嘅腳，唔好意思，啱啱講彼得係不認佢，係洗猶大嘅腳，係知道猶大會出賣佢。
Do you know any Peters in your life?
你認識身邊有啲好似彼得咁嘅人嗎？
Someone who's betrayed you,
出賣咗你，
hasn't been fair with you,
對你不公平，
denied you,
唔認你。
Jesus would still love that person.
耶穌仍然會愛嗰個嘅人。
Have you ever been betrayed before?
你有試過你有俾朋友出賣嗎？
That hurts.
好傷心嘅事係咪？
That can kill.
令你心如刀割。
But Jesus still loved.
但是耶稣仍然是爱这些人。
This is the full extent of his enduring love.
耶稣的爱就是这么伟大。
Wow, whose feet are those?
这些就是要洗的脚，当时就是什么人的脚？
They look a little bit like mine.
或者可能跟我们的脚都好像。
Our feet get dirty.
我哋腳好多時都好容易污糟。
We live in the world，
因為我哋係活在呢個嘅世界裏邊。
We sin，
我哋犯罪。
And we need to get washed，
我哋要被洗。
So there's two kinds of washing that Jesus is talking about here。
所以呢度係講到係兩種嘅洗淨。
One is the total cleaning that we can become His children when we confess our sins and receive Him， that total wash。
第一個就是講到我們的罪得赦免，這個是整個人的罪性被洗淨，這個第一樣東
西。And the other wash is the kind we need every day for the sins that we commit, because we want to stay as clean, clean, clean as we can.
第二個就是我們每天因為所犯的罪，我們需要得到耶穌的饒恕，得到耶穌的洗淨，這個是每天所要做的事。
Have you received the bath?
你有冇得有冇接受呢個洗淨呢？
Do your feet need cleaning?
你嘅腳需唔需要洗淨？
His love is enough for us.
佢愛係足夠俾我哋所用。
The second part of his enduring love is an example how he showed it.
第二部分我哋係會見到耶穌嘅愛佢所行出嚟嘅例子。
After washing his feet, put on the robe. Do you understand what I'm doing?
所以耶穌洗完門徒的腳就穿回件衣服坐下問他們，我和你們做的你明白嗎？
Do we really understand why he would spend his last night on earth doing something like this?
我們明不明白耶穌在世上最後一夜的時候他竟然是做一樣這樣的事？
You call me teacher and Lord, you're right, that's what I am. And since I, your teacher and Lord, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. I have given you an example to followAnd what's the last sentence? Do as I have done to you.
所以耶穌咁樣講啦，你們稱呼為我係老師為主，你哋咁樣講係咁。我本來就係、是、我係主，係你哋嘅老師，尚且洗你哋腳，所以你哋亦都應當彼此洗腳。我俾你哋做一個榜樣，係要話俾你聽，照我所做嘅去行。
Is Jesus really the teacher?
耶稣是我们众人的老师，是吗？
He said, yes, I am.
他说是。
Is he really Lord?
他是我们的主，是门徒的主。
He said, yes, I am.
他也都承认这件事。
And if I, the Lord and teacher, wash your feet, you should do the same with one another.
所以既然我作为你们的老师，你们的主都尚且这样行，你们都当彼此如此。
On my last day on earth, I'm leaving you this example.
我在世上最後一夜的時候，我做一個這樣的榜樣給你們看。
I can't think of anything more important to leave behind than this example.
我想不到有什么东西这个是比这个例子更加重要了。
I tell you the truth, slaves are not greater than their master, nor is the messenger more important than who sends it. Now that you know these things, God bless you for doing them.
我实实在在告诉你，仆人不能大过主人，奉差遣的也不能大过差他的人。你们既然知道这些事，去实行就有福了。
Not only did he tell them what they should do, now he's telling them, I promise you, I'll bless you if you do it.
他不单止说你们要去这样做，同埋我亦都应许你们，如果你们这样做的话，是有福的。
I'm the Lord, you're the servant.
我是主，你们是仆人。
I'm the teacher, you're the student.
我是老师，你们是学生。
I'm the sender, you're the one sent.
我是差遣你们，你们是被差遣的。
The most important thing I can leave behind is this example.
我最离世之前最重要告诉你们的一件事就是这件事。
And you'll be greatly blessed if you do it.
你们去实行就有福了。
And finally, the effect of his love.
跟着我们是看到他的effect, 即是他的效果。
He said, you should do it. You will be blessed if you do it. Now I'm going to command you to do it.
所以现在我就现在命令你们去这样做。
A new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love one another.
所以第34节这样讲到，我赐给你一条新的命令给你，是叫你们彼此相爱。
Why is this a new commandment?
为什么是一个新的命令呢？
To love, is that a new commandment?
去爱是不是一个新的命令呢？
We're to love the Lord our God. We're to love the neighbor as our self.
在生命记耶稣亦都讲到话，即系最重要的诫命就系爱你嘅主，同埋系爱人如己。
That's the old commandment.
呢个系一个旧嘅诫命。
The new commandment is you're to love others as what? I loved you.
一个新的命令就是你们要彼此相爱，怎样啊？是好像我耶稣爱你这样。
How did Jesus love us?
好像耶稣怎样爱我们呢？
He sacrificed his life.
他为我们牺牲他的性命。
So sacrificial love.
是一个牺牲的爱。
Unconditional love.
无条件的。
He loved Judas to the end. He loves us to the end.
他爱犹大爱到底，爱我们都爱到底。
It's an active taking initiative kind of love.
是一个主动的爱。
He came to seek and to save us.
他去追寻寻找我们的一个爱。
Love one another as I love you.
你们彼此相爱，好像我去爱你们一样。
It's a forgiving love.
是一种是原谅的爱。
It's an accepting love.
是一个接纳的爱。
It's an understanding love.
一个是明白对方的爱。
Love as I have loved you.
爱你们彼此相爱，好像我爱你们一样。
We've all heard this before, haven't we?
我们已经听过了，是不是？
Love one another as I have loved you.
彼此相爱，好像我爱你们。
Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples.
你们 有彼此相爱的心，世人就从此认识你们是我的门徒。
What is the extent of Jesus's love?
可不可以见得到耶稣他的爱，他的效力是多大呢？
It'll reach the world.
会是影响到去到世界那里。
In every generation.
是每一个世代。
But there's a condition.
是有条件的。
Love one another, and then the world will know.That you're my disciples.
你们彼此相爱，这个是个条件，跟着呢，世人就会看出你是我的门徒。
It's not just preaching the gospel.
不单止是只是传讲这个福音。
Our love for one another is the most powerful witness we have.
我们彼此相爱是我们福音最大的证据。
It'll prove that Jesus loves us and we follow him.
去证明耶稣爱我们，同埋我们是跟从他。
In a few minutes, I'll share a little bit about what's going on in Taiwan, but I'd like to share another example now.
咁等阵间之后，我会系同大家讲一啲我喺台湾宣教嘅事，但系我而家有一样嘢想同大家分享嘅。
I have an old friend whose name Doug Sparks.
咁我有一个老朋友叫 Doug Sparks,
and he's a grandfather. And one day his daughter was driving the car with his grandson in the back seat. And all of a sudden the car came racing down the same lane, heading right straight for them. And the car crashed into them. Doug's daughter died immediately. Doug's grandson had serious brain damage but lived.
孫呢,即是坐在後面的小朋友,就是腦受到很大的損害。
You can imagine how Doug felt.
你可以想得到,Doug他...
He went to the hospital to watch his grandson and hope and pray for his recovery.
他去到醫院,就是好像孫是祈禱希望他能夠可以復原回來。
And as he was weeping and praying for his grandson's life, God put a thought in his mind.
當他是為他孫祈禱的時候,神將一個心思放在他的腦裡面。
Because in the hospital, the driver of the other car was in a room nearby.
原來是撞他們車的司機,亦都是重傷,亦都在醫院附近一間的病房裡面。He
was a young man in his 20s.
是一個20幾歲的年輕人。
And he had been drinking.
原來他醉酒駕車。
And so in one room is Doug's grandson fighting for his life, and in the other room is the driver that caused the accident.
一間房是Doug的孫在他生命中掙扎,另一個就是那個醉酒駕車的年輕人。
And as Doug was praying for his grandson, God said, you need to forgive that driver.
當Doug為他的孫祈禱的時候,神跟他說你需要原諒那個
Doug was extremely angry. He was like a son of thunder, or son of thunder. That was the last thing he wanted to do. But the Spirit spoke to him, have I not forgiven you? Of all things,
你所做的一切,
I want you to forgive that driver. And love him as I have loved you.
爱他好像我爱你一样。
Would that bring back his daughter to life?
会不会令到他的女儿复活呢?
Would that mean his grandson wouldn't have brain disability the rest of his life?
会不会令到他的孙子没事呢?
No.
不会,
so Doug went over there and he said, I'm really, really angry, but I believe in God and I believe he wants me to forgive you.
所以Doug就去到那个司机的病床那里跟我说,我是很生气,但是神已经原谅了我,所以我都原谅了。Doug
was crying at the time. And this other young man started to cry. He was so sorry for the accident. And when Doug said, I forgive you, his life was changed. That's the full extent of Jesus' love. That's the example of Jesus' love. And that's the effect of Jesus' love. Here are a few questions we can consider together as we make our application. Jesus spent the last night of his life with his followers. What impresses you about what Jesus did for each of them? What kind of love does he command them to follow, and why?
耶稣当他最后一夜在这个地上的时候,他所做的有什么是令你印象最深刻?他所要求我们,命令我们是一个怎样的爱呢?为什么呢?
How is Jesus leading you to show his active, humble, unconditional, self-sacrificing love in one of your relationships?
耶稣佢呢个表现出嚟佢嗰个嘅一个主动谦卑无条件嘅爱，点样喺我哋生命里边喺人嘅关系里边可以学得到出嚟
？So let's take a minute or two of quiet prayer and listen to the Spirit and respond in whatever way that you think the Spirit would like for you to respond。
我哋希望系圣灵喺呢段一段静默嘅时间去带领我哋去思考呢两条嘅问题。
Lord, as we listen to your word,
主啊，当你哋，我哋系听你话语嘅时候
，and listen to your spirit,
我哋系聆听你圣灵嘅声音。
We are so thankful for your enduring love.
我哋感谢你，你对我哋无止境嘅爱。
And there's nothing about us that could separate us from your love for us.
我哋知道世上冇一样嘢系能够将我哋从你嘅爱分离出嚟。
Thank you for forgiving all of my sins.
感謝你係原諒我所有嘅罪。
Even the sins of these couple days.
甚至係依幾日所犯嘅罪。
And may you fill me with your love.
主啊，求你係你嘅愛充滿我哋嘅心。
So that I'll be able to love like you love.
好讓我哋能夠好似你去愛我哋一樣咁去愛其他人。
So that I could love my wife as you love me.
好让我们能够爱我们的伴侣
and my family members,
我家里面一切的人
and my neighbors,
我的邻舍
and my co-workers,
同一同工作的同事
those who I relate with day by day,
我每日在日常生活所遇到同我们有关的人
and with everyone in the church,
还有在教会里面所有的人
for if we love one another,We'll see you change the world.
因为我们能够彼此相爱的时候，我们能够见得到是可以改变这个世界。
In Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主名求。
Amen. I'd like to share just a few minutes as there's a little time. You know your pastor, he's so gracious, isn't he?
Yes.
I asked someone...
有少少一些的分享，大家都知道
Did I ask you how much time I have, or did I ask?
Yeah, you ask us.
And what did you say?
Pastor always says, you have all the time you need.
Well, so then I asked your pastor, what time should I finish? He said, you have all the time you need.
But, we all leave for lunch at
12, though. Okay.
Then I didn't tell you.
You didn't tell me that. Oh. Oh, no. All right, just a few more minutes.
咁啊，攞大家少少時間啦。
Grace and I are deeply grateful for the sacrificial, loving, generous support and prayer that you bestow on us.
咁啊，我同 Grace 好感謝你哋呢個教會係喺我哋嘅事工上係一路好大嘅支持我哋。
We're halfway around the world and you pray for us.
我哋喺地球另一半，但你係為我哋祈禱。
We're halfway around the world and you support our daily living.
我喺地球另一邊，你係支持我哋每日嘅生活。
We are deeply grateful.
我哋非常之感謝。
This is what God has called Grace and I to do.
咁呢個係神所呼召我哋兩夫婦所要做嘅事。
To advance the gospel of Jesus and His kingdom.
去推廣擴展神嘅國度。
Permeating Taiwan and into the nations.
咁去入到台灣同埋係好多唔同嘅國家裏邊。
Through spiritual generations of laborers.
咁通過即係好多即係。屬靈裏面是即不同世代的信徒
who live and disciple among the lost
是在未信的人當中是活出這個見證和是訓練門徒
I'm sure you're committed to this as well
我相信你們都是、這個對這個目的是即很大的支持和委身
to advance the gospel of Jesus and His kingdom around you
是在我們身邊是去擴展耶穌基督的國度
In Taiwan, we have about 23 million people.
在台灣大概有2300萬的人口。
And we pray that every person would have the opportunity to know a genuine Christian and hear the true gospel.
我是祈求每一個台灣人都是能夠認識一個真正的基督徒，是認識這個的福音。
And we pray that through our natural network of relationships.
我哋希望藉著我哋即係人際好多唔同嘅關係，即係親戚或者朋友、同事呢啲嘅關係。
And we also pray that God would use Taiwanese people to go into the nations with the gospel.
我亦都祈禱係台灣當中信徒亦都同我哋一同同工，係將個福音係傳遍。
But it, remember Jesus said the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few.
記得耶穌所講話，即係莊稼熟了，但係收割嘅工人少。
A laborer is someone who follows Jesus and can invite others to come and follow Jesus too.
一個莊稼收穫者唔單止能夠自己做，亦都係能夠邀請其他人同佢一同做呢樣嘢。
And as we live our ordinary lives, we live out that love that Jesus commands us to live.
所以當我哋係活出每日生活每日去活出嘅耶穌所命令我哋嗰種嘅愛嘅時候。
So in our daily life, living among people who are lost, we hope to live out the gospel.
所以我哋期望我哋系每日喺生活里边能够活出主耶稣嗰种嘅爱出嚟。
Remember what Jesus said: If you abide in me, and I abide in you, what will happen?
当耶稣讲到话，当你常在我里边，我也在里边嘅时候，会点样咧
？Lots of fruit. Yeah.
会结好多嘅果子。
Well, for the past 20-some years, this other couple with us, Dennis and Alice, we've been co-laboring, we've been wanting to abide in Christ and ask Him to use our lives.
咁呢一對嘅夫婦喺過去嗰好多年裏邊都係即係同我哋一同係期望喺主耶穌裏邊，主耶穌我哋裏邊係結出果子出。
And now, 27 years later, continuing to work with this couple.God has given us fruit of children, young people, university students, single adults, young families, and old people.
咁同呢對夫婦同工咗二十幾年之後，我哋係見到好多即係好多代唔同嘅基督徒，有年青人、小孩子、大學嘅學生，甚至單身嘅好多唔同嘅人。
About 120 of us.
總共係即係有120人咁多啦。
But this has taken 20-some years.
但用了二十几年的时间
，not fast，
是一个很长的时间
，but just trying to abide and live and love like Jesus taught us to，
是每日咁样系彼此相爱，系学主耶稣点样爱我哋去过活。
So we appreciate your prayer for Dennis and Alice as they lead this group。
所以我哋系求你哋系帮佢哋祈祷，因为佢系会带住呢一百二十几个人嘅信徒。
And the Lord has used them。To spread the gospel into their families, their networks of co-workers, neighbors, they've been very fruitful.
咁咧，佢哋喺呢一百二十幾人嘅團體裏邊，佢哋藉著平時嘅人嘅關係網絡，係將呢個福音傳出嚟，係幾有果效。
And this is the team in the city of Zhanghua where we live.
呢個就係何牧師佢哋住喺彰化呢個地方。
And we desire to love one another so that those around us will know that we're His disciples.
我哋彼此相愛，咁咧其他人就可以見得出我哋係主耶穌嘅門徒。
These are our staff for the campus ministry. The guy standing next to me, his name is James, his English name, James. I don't think you can tell from the picture, but he's blind. He became a Christian as a student at our university. He was moved by the love for one another in our university fellowship group. And he fell in love with God's Word. He loves the Bible. Besides hearing it, he memorizes it. You know, maybe we memorize a verse once in a while. He memorizes chapters. And he loves to study the Bible with students. This last semester he had 4 Bible studies. One was with seekers who didn't know Christ yet. They would read and study the Gospel of Mark. One Bible study was with new believers and how to get them started in the faith. Another Bible study is more of a discipleship study, how to help people really follow Jesus as Lord. But besides leading these Bible studies, one of the guys he's following up, he's helping him to learn how to lead Bible studies. So James is a laborer and he's helping others to labor too. This is our Taiwan staff for the navigators. We're located in many cities. Many campuses. Many communities. And involved in many churches. But our prayer, and if you remember us and think of this, is that everyone in Taiwan would meet a genuine Christian. Everyone in Taiwan would hear the genuine gospel. That's what God has called us to do. And Jesus said, if you produce much fruit, it proves that you're my disciple. And my Father will get much glory. So, thank you very much. Then Pastor Ben said, well, okay, maybe 12:15 would be a good time. I can't believe it. I've never finished 12:15. I'm 10 seconds late. I'm getting down. I'm late. Go ahead. Your turn. Thank you.